on the line here to talk some baseball on the Rat Pack Sports Show. We have Rat Pack Sports Show MLB insider himself, Mr. Gabriel Bauman, on the line. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. I just want to let you know I do have a replacement for me when I'm out of vacation, just let you know.
Okay. Okay. We got a replacement so we can still talk some baseball.
Yes, and I just added him to the group, so you'll like him.
All right. So what's going on, man? What you think about this last week of Rays baseball?
My coach is my best friend.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but it sounds like you're talking into a cup almost. I barely can hear you.
What happened?
There you go. Yeah, but it's kind of going in and out. Hey, Gabriel, I hate to do this to you, man, but I don't know where your mouth is on that phone, but or if you're on a Bluetooth or something, but we're barely hearing you on this end.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good now.
My first one is about John Champagne, the umpire.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard about his story.
No, I didn't hear about his story.
I'm going to make it brief. I guess as John was going to work, he saw a person on the Roberto Clemente Bridge.
Oh, that. Okay, yeah, I heard. Yeah, now I didn't know the name of the guy, but now that you're talking about it, I did hear about this. Go ahead.
So he was saying he was coming back. I had listened to the whole story, so I'll just summarize it, basically. He was talking about how he's going over the bridge on his way to the game, and he was on probably third base, and he saw the lady on the bridge hanging off.
Oh,
so
really?
She was going to do a suicide attempt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So what did he do to stop the guy from, or whoever, the lady from committing suicide?
I guess he approached her and walked beside her and pulled over with his arms.
That's all it took?
There was a Rays official that helped, got involved as well.
Pretty good.
And then he noticed, asked some people to call 911 and they came and helped her. And I guess she survived.
Well, that's good. That's good, man. I mean, you don't want to see nobody, reach that point to and witness somebody doing that, and you know, that's a bad sight.
Right. But then I guess as the Rays were playing in Pittsburgh that Thursday, they MLB did a video, and I think I sent you it on the page.
Yeah.
They honored John Champagne with a standing ovation for his brave recognition.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's cool to honor him like that.
Yes. I mean, I'm very proud of him. I like him. He's a first year pro, and he deserves an award for that. He's my pick for umpire of the year already. Nomination.
Yeah, he should. I mean, unless another umpire does something just as well as what he did, then. He should get the Umpire of the Year award.
If they do, I don't know what they did for the umpires, but I'm going to give him something. Make sure to send something to MLB.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for our boys. We lost today.
Yeah, man. I was listening to it on the radio, and you know we were doing good until we had to go to the bullpen. And I'll say this with the bullpen. It starts with our starters, and
yeah,
they have to go deeper in the game. You're asking too much of the bullpen to have to get 12 outs.
Here's the thing is, I guess Kevin Cash has been hurt recently.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If I was him, I'd have put Erasmus back in and move Snell to the pen. Make Snell work out of the pen some.
Yeah, you know, I didn't agree with Blake Snell even coming up, so I thought he should have stayed down. I thought he should have stayed down. So the fact that, you know, they got him up, I would have, you know, if I would have had to bring him up, then I would have wanted to, you know, work him back in slowly, because obviously you can see that he's still having some issues here with this control.
I think we're going to see him sit down until after the break, because we don't need a fifth man until after the break.
Well, then that's need to do.
Yeah, Pierre going tomorrow at home. And then you get 1-4.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they need to do something. I mean, because he came up out of, I don't even want to say out of necessity. I mean, they could have probably found some other guys that, you know, could have got the job done and left him down to get some more work. I mean, I just feel like he ain't ready. To me, he's not ready.
I think they're probably going to send him down to AAA because Brad Miller's due to be active tomorrow back at home.
Now, how many more games do they have before the All-Star break? Like two, like three games or something like that?
We play till Sunday. We play Thursday to Sunday versus Boston.
Okay.
Four versus Boston.
Well, that's a big series.
But here's the thing, is MLB screwed the All-Star game up this year big time. And I'm going to go ahead and get to my key point. They changed the rules, and I don't like the new rule about it.
What did they do this time? Because they're always doing something, thinking that they're making it better.
All right. You remember how in the past they've had the winner get the host of the World Series game one?
Yeah.
That's changed. That's gone. No more bragging rights.
It's
the highest seed host.
You don't like that rule?
I think they should go back to the original rule. If AL wins, they should get home field advantage for game one.
See,
game one.
I don't like, you know, to me, I don't think you should put a stipulation on an All-Star game like that, because I feel like if the team with the best record should be home field. I mean, that's what you play the regular season for, right? I mean, you're kind of throwing away the records, saying it don't mean nothing because you're putting a bigger cap on the All-Star game, and whoever's winning the All-Star game is getting the home field. So, to me, I don't like that. I'd rather the regular season mean more for the best team with the best record to get, you know, home field.
But this is one of the key things. I wrote it in the article. Corey Dickerson deserves it automatically. The article that you helped me edit?
Yeah.
He deserved that because it was a close race at the very end, and he beat him out by 100 votes.
Yeah, I agree that. I believe he, you know, he did deserve for what he's done in the first half. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, I've heard, and this is coming out of MLB, I've heard possible of a new rule being added to the All-Star game, another new one, as a test for next year.
Oh, yeah?
It's the pitch clock rule, and minor league has it, and I don't know how to explain it. I'm waiting to see if I can get some explanation from my minor league experts. But they're using it in minor leagues right now.
I like that idea with the pitch clock because I think they take too long. You know, move it along. I think if you force these guys to move faster, I actually think that the pitching might be better because it'll keep them in a little bit of a rhythm instead of, you know, taking 30 seconds in between pitches.
Right. But also, I guess the game is at 8 on Fox on Tuesday. If you look at the schedule, I pulled it up right before I came on. The Futures game is Sunday. It used to be on Monday last year. So you're doing Futures game and Celebrity game on Sunday, Home Run Derby on Monday, and then All-Star game is on Tuesday, and then Triple A is on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I think I was talking about this. This might have been over last week, maybe, or maybe
we didn't talk about it.
Maybe this weekend, the show I did this weekend, I was talking about, you know, how they have All-Star Weekend structured, for baseball, and then, you know, for the other sports. Yeah, for the fans. You know, with the other sports, you see a lot of things that's going on in between the All-Star game.
Well, I've heard, and I don't know what they're going to do about this, since Tampa has the All-Star game for the hockey, I've heard about the possible minor league one coming to Tampa as well, doing what MLB does. Possible. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be true or not.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I don't know if they're working on that. I've heard there's possible deal, late-minute deal on that. But I guess Perry and Perry kind of announced today that Kevin Cash is going to be one of his coaches. He just added Cash as a coach.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
John Farrell.
That's cool. I think Cash he's done a good job this season so far, man. So,
but here's the thing. I'm gonna go ahead and I didn't add it. This is not on my notes, but when they did, I think Chicago a couple years ago, or New York, when they did the final game in New York, when the Yankees hosted, like they cheered them on. They were probably gonna boo Cash because he's a Rays, you know. It's like a cross-state rivalry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I mean, it's happened in the past.
Yeah.
But I got some notes, a lot of good notes here.
Let's go with him.
Drew Smith. Everybody says who we got from Detroit from Maddox, Mikey Maddox.
Yeah.
He went from single A to triple A.
So that's a good thing. He's progressing. He's progressing pretty fast.
I was talking to a couple of my guys. They said they like to trust in him. That's why he's up there. I mean, we may see him before the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, if he's moving that fast, if it's not before, you know, rosters expand, then he'll definitely be up when they expand the rosters.
And then I guess Brad Boxberger is back, so that helps our bullpen now.
All right, I got something to say about Boxberger.
Go ahead.
Is it me or does he walk a lot of people?
I don't know what his little issue is. I think he's had two surgeries in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
So he hasn't seen a lot of action. I guess he walked two in Charlotte when he did a rehab, the last start. So.
Yeah, because he came in yesterday in relief. He didn't throw the ball that well. I think he walked a couple guys yesterday also.
Right.
And then Colome came in and almost blew the game. So, I mean, bullpen is a little shaky right now.
They're going to shut Colome down.
Oh, they are sending him down. What?
Shutting him down.
Oh, shut him down. Yeah. I mean, give him a little rest, you know, before the outbreak.
Boxberger can close.
Yeah, he has done it in the past, so they do have options there.
I see him closing the weekend because we have Boston. And then everybody was talking about this. I don't know. I was trying to get to this last week, but when Chester interfered. Mm-hmm. But the Rays got Miami shortstop, that the H guy, Havina.
Yeah.
You know, have you heard that story on him, right? Did you hear that? What they did with him?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so it was actually during Pittsburgh, which we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
They, I guess they raised it two minor leaguers to him. They wanted Miami wanted major league, but Rays had a deal to get him. He was just coming off to the table with. Now he's starting shortstop until Matt Duffy gets back. Which I don't think we'll see Duffy at all this year.
I don't think so either. I think.
I think he's gonna retire.
You think it's that serious?
That injury is so serious. Like, look at Rocker. I think it happened to him, our first base coach.
Yeah. Well, you know, Baldelli's situation was a little different than, you know, Duffy. Baldelli had a muscular condition that really he couldn't play even if he wanted to. But
there's talks about him coming back.
Oh, Baldelli? No.
Yeah, he's asked. but he said now.
No, he's too old now. He's got to be like in his mid to me. He got to be in his mid 30s. But yeah, it's with Duffy, man. I was in a conversation yesterday with a couple friends of mine. We was talking about, you know, Matt Duffy as we was watching the baseball game, and you know, it's a situation where they should learn from this. Never trade for a guy that's on the DL.
And you're right about this. We talked about this like a couple weeks in the season.
Yeah,
you're right about this.
I mean, the guy was hurt when you picked him up. I mean, you know, foot problems are very tricky. You just don't know how well a guy will rehab or come back from, you know, foot issues. And they're tricky. So, you gave up Matt Moore, who was one of your better pitchers. And really, San Francisco put one over on us because they probably knew the extent of this guy injury before they even gave him up.
Here's the thing. I think the Rays just got San Francisco back because that Lucas Fox guy,
yeah,
he's playing in the Futures game.
That's one of the guys they got back. Okay. Yeah, well, they lucky.
He'll be playing Sunday.
They're lucky because if that guy wouldn't have been working, you know, playing as well as he's playing, then we really would have got screwed over on that trade.
But this last one is a big one, and I've heard a lot of experts have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Logan Morrison issue. I don't know if you heard about that one.
Yeah, we're talking about Logan Morrison and, you know, getting into the home run derby.
Yeah, I just heard a report. He's not happy with MLB about this. Nah, Mark just told me.
Yeah, I heard his comments, and, you know, I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all.
Did pass out there, vote for Morrison for the final. Morrison is just a bore for the final votes. He needs our help. Both of them do.
Now, who you think is going to get in? I mean, we're talking about
for the final?
Yeah, we're talking about a Rays player and then somebody that's obviously in the big. Well,
I'm going to say both first basemen.
Well, maybe Morrison get in. Maybe he gets in.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know who that captain is for the home run derby for the AL. I think it's Judge, who hit his 29th home run today. But I think Judge made a big mistake automatically.
Oh, yeah?
Because he pulled Gary Sanchez, who's only hit 13 home runs.
Yeah.
And he's on the All-Star team. If I was Judge, I'd pull somebody not on the All-Star team. Because, you know, Sanchez is probably going to catch the game. You know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I definitely see what you're saying.
But I'm going to say my battle, and this is my prediction. I don't know. I'm going to post it. Is Judge versus Stanton for the final round of home run derby.
That could be a good final. It's very possible. It's very possible. But we never seen Judge in the home run derby before, and you know sometimes that adrenaline can get going and you can wear yourself out, but you know not even get into the finals because you exhausted all your energy in the first few rounds.
But I also think AL is going to win it this year.
Well,
for the game.
Yeah, I think they have. Yeah,
AL has the power.
Yeah, they have the power. They have the power. But I think the National League has the, you know, they have the pitching, obviously. But
yeah, well, AL has pitching too because they have my buddy, Lance McCullers, who's one of the best pitchers.
Yeah, but any time you got, you know, Clayton Kershaw, you know.
He's not in it.
Oh, he's not in it. What he opted not to play? Because I know he made the All-Star team.
I guess they changed the rule. I don't know if he's going to be able to pitch. If they pitch on Sunday, then they can't play.
Oh, that rule. So okay.
That was added.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's supposed to be a game for the fans, man.
For the fans.
I'm going to say Sale gets the ball for the AL. because he's going tomorrow, no matter what.
Yeah.
Either Sale or McCullers. It depends on what day Lance pitches, because Lance, oh my gosh, is one of the future phenoms.
Chris Sale has had a, you know, pretty good season up to this point, too, so.
The matchup I'm waiting for is tomorrow's matchup for the Rays. As we sent Mr. Jake Fiera back to the mound versus Chris Sale. Boston's never seen Fiera yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Boston's going to give a little treat. Like, Fiera never saw, who was it? I think it was Oakland. When I went to see him get Baltimore. Fiera never saw Baltimore. So, Fiera's never seen Boston. But you're going to see some, Rays in Boston are probably going to get after it.
Yeah.
I mean, I said the Rays split in the series. Versus Boston, because it's four games.
Yeah, it's in Boston, right?
No, it's here.
It's here? Okay. Yeah. You know, take three out of four, and you go into the All-Star break with some momentum.
Right, because we're above 500 now.
Yeah. We put you five games above 500. Well, if they sweep, that'll be six games, but if they don't, they split one, that'll be four games over 500.
But then, here's the thing is, people are talking about, they said, we're coming after y'all Cubbies again for round two at the Trop this year when the Cubbies come back. So we did a home and home.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You understand that, right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Because Maddie comes back to the Trop, and I guess the Rays already had a surprise waiting for him.
Yeah, that should be nice. That should be nice.
And Terry Francona comes and Cash already leaked out the surprise. They're going to spell their names wrong on the board. Okay, I guess Francona played a little prank on him at Boston, but I hope Cash gets better so he can make the changes. Because Jim Hickey's been delaying the changes.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely, be interested to see how that comes out.
I mean, who do you think is going to win this All-Star game this year? What are you thinking?
since I'm a Rays fan, I have to root for the American League because my team is in the American League. But
I know.
You know, baseball is tricky because most the other sports, you know, the All-Star games, they end up in, you know, high-scoring affairs. With baseball, you don't get that. You think you got a whole bunch of sluggers on the field that they'll score a lot more runs than they do, and they always end up being like a very close, low-scoring game. I think a few years ago they might have broke the ice and scored about seven or eight runs. But I'm going to say the American League. I'm going to go American League.
Here's the thing I think is going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm thinking MLB is going to do what NHL did this year, where they do a 3-on-3 for each division, like do a tournament type. You know, because NHL has an All-Star game now where they play one on each team.
Yeah.
I see that, like the AL East versus the NL East, and then do the tournament style. And then this All-Star game, because it's going to probably go until 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going to be a late night for these players. And of course, the Rays have to fly to LA the next day.
Oh, yeah. But
that's where we open up.
Versus Ricky Nolasco and company. Cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. It should be a good game, man. I mean, it usually is. It usually is a good game, and we'll see. But I think I'm gonna go with the American League.
American League. It's the coaching staff because we're gonna see Joe Madden again. You know what they're gonna do though.
Who that?
Joe Madden's pitching NL. So you know Davey Martinez will be there.
Yeah.
And then
carrier for the Cardinals versus AL. It's a rematch of the World Series, basically, but different players.
Yes, you're correct on that one. Yeah, it is.
But, like, here's the thing. I think I don't even know who the umpires are. I hope Trent Prang gets it because he's one of the best umpires.
Maybe they'll put Joe West on there.
I've heard Joe West is going to retire.
Well, after he got something thrown at him in the stands, got a little scared.
That one I was going to talk about, but I guess it was a ball that somebody threw it at him.
A foul ball somebody threw back at him?
It was actually, yeah, and it was in Milwaukee. I don't know what, and I think MLB is going to be stepping up security now because of that.
I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, if somebody throws a ball into the, well, I get it. You know, you want to always protect the safety of your, you know, your employees, the people who work, you know, the umpires and the players. So,
but here's the thing: like, if you look at the Rays, they have security at each gate on the near the field.
Yeah, they do.
It does happen like that.
Yeah.
MLB, I have not seen that in Milwaukee. That's where that happened at.
Well, I thought that happened around the league, you know, in between the innings, or, you know, they have, because the Rays, they have about probably 20 security personnel.
25.
Yeah. And they're all around the, you know, first base and third base line. And then they have a few of them in the, you know, in the outfield. So,
and they're using those cameras now.
And to be fair, I mean, there's not a whole lot of people in the stands, so you do something, you're getting caught. Because you can't.
Well, here's the thing.
You can't blend in.
Yeah, I think they're going to start using more security systems. Like, I think they're going to start going to TSA at the drop. Each stadium's going to go like TSA has now at the body scanner. Because you never know what could happen, you know?
Well, I mean, if it's a foul ball, then how good is a body scanner? You're not going to walk in to the stadium with the
like
ball.
Somebody had something like what happened with Pine Brook Park. Say, like, if somebody did that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like a firework, basically, which you're not allowed to do at the top.
Yeah, I see. I see your point.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah, I see where you're going.
I mean, if you look at the upper deck, there's cameras at each entrance. I mean, I have to smile at them. They say smile and wave at each section.
The upper deck is pretty high.
That's what I say all the time. Actually, I have a secret suite now. I got two. I can't say anything about it.
No.
Yep.
Well, man, you got anything else before we go to?
I'm just
going
to say AL is going to destroy NL this year. Big time. 20 to nothing.
20 runs?
Yeah. Dickinson, two home runs and a grand slam.
Oh, okay.
If
you say so, man, 20 runs. I take the AL 5-3.
Ask Chester and see what he says.
Yeah, I'll ask him, you know, when he calls in. But,
if he does.
Yeah, right. Got anything else, man, before we head out?
Nope. No, I don't, sir.
All right, man. As always, appreciate you, you know, calling into the show and getting into some MLB and Rays talk. And this time next week, we'll be talking about the results of the All-Star game in the Home Run Derby.
Yep.
All right, man. We'll see. We'll see you next week, Gabriel. All right. That was Gabriel Ballman, Rat Pack Sports Show, MLB Insider, calling in as he does every week to talk some MLB and Rays. But we're going to take a quick break here, and then when we get back in the building, we're going to have Nicholas Lane here calling in at about 9:15. This is going to be an excellent segment, dude. We had a lot of dialogue today, just today, in our show chat room about a lot of things that's going on, a lot of disagreement. So you're going to hear some feuds going on between me and Nicholas and, you know, left field correspondent. Carlton Cook actually got in on the action. Don't know if he's going to be calling in for this segment, but I'll relay his thoughts on what he think about some of the stuff that has happened in the league this offseason. So with that being said, we're going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to continue the conversation here live, Rat Pack Sports Show, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, WBLZ Sports, and Simon Cash and FM 102.1, Governors Park, downtown Denver.